Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. It turns out when you set a timeline of 4 to 6 weeks for a risky foreign operation and then blow past that timeline with zero political concessions from the other side, you're not going to make your own voter base happy. You're not going to make the American populace happy, and you are definitely not going to leave a good legacy. This is exactly what Donald Trump is running into when it comes to the Iran war. Everybody from people on the center, right, Ben Shapiro, people on the far, far right, Nick Fuentes, to even people like Scott Jennings, who I've debated, you know, many times before, are all backing themselves into corners or just entirely ditching Trump, like overall. Scott Jennings is somebody who, you know, I've kind of learned a lesson from. Never back yourself into a corner defending a position that is indefensible, because that is exactly what happened. And that's why he's been lashing out over and over. He tweeted, I guess, 16 days now, on May 28th. He said, "Looks like a huge win for President Trump in the U.S. Hearing from a senior admin official that this report is true and the U.S. appears to be getting everything we want." He said that 16 days ago. He said that 2 months ago. He's been saying over and over that the war is about to end, and he's been wrong every single time. So I said, "How does it feel to get every prediction you make wrong?" At Scott Jennings. But we're seeing this happen with all of these MAGA people. Ben Shapiro isn't even trying to defend the administration anymore. I know he's tough to listen to sometimes, but I just want you to listen for 1 second about how Ben Shapiro is speaking about this administration. You're going to be surprised. As always, make sure you drop a like to help boost this message and the algorithm. You know, we're always fighting an uphill battle against this right-wing disinformation, slop, the lies that they spread. So every time you leave a like or every time you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed, it helps boost us and helps fight back against MAGA.
This war. Well, it turns out that Iran has, in fact, been tapping along the United States as per their usual arrangement.
He basically is coming out strong, saying Iran has been stringing along, tapping along the Trump administration. And then he says, he even tries to water it down, and he says, "I wonder if Trump got bad advice on this." Like,
it turns out that Iran has, in fact, been tapping along the United States as per their usual arrangement. And frankly, I'm a little surprised that whoever was advising President Trump got this so wrong. They certainly should not have.
Ooh, he seems a little bit pissed. I'm sorry to keep replaying it, but he seems pissed, or maybe it's just the eyebrows. He seems pissed.
And frankly, I'm a little surprised that whoever was advising President Trump got this so wrong. They certainly should not have. I don't know whether it was the Witkoff team or whether it was the vice president's office that was leading the negotiations via Pakistan, which is a Chinese cutout. But the idea that Iran...
Just blame J.D. Vance and Witkoff, anybody but Trump.
Iran was ever going to, via negotiations, give up its nuclear program, its ballistic missile capacity, or its funding of Iranian terror groups abroad. That was not a great premise. And you know how you can tell it's not a great premise? Because if the offer to Iran is, hey, you get to re-enter the world economy if you do all those things, you know what's been on the table the entire time, for decades. If Iran had given up its extraterritorial ambitions, if it had not threatened its neighbors with ballistic missiles, if it had not tried to develop nuclear weapons, if they had been clear and open about all of that, they'd be in exactly the same position as Qatar or UAE or Bahrain.
So he is not happy about this whatsoever. That's basically the center right. If you're going to have the modern day spectrum, I mean, by older days, Ben Shapiro would still probably be far right. But nowadays, Nick Fuentes is on the far right wing of the party. Listen to the way that he's speaking about the Iran war.
"You can't deport the Somalis from Minneapolis, but you can go to war with a million man army in Iran? Give me a break. Say whatever you want." People say, "But the Democrats do all these other things." I don't give a shit. Maybe if a Democrat were in office, we wouldn't go to war with Iran. Joe Biden kept us out of a war with Iran. We didn't have a war with Iran under Joe Biden.
True.
And some people say, "Well, you would have gotten it anyway." Okay, so then voting doesn't matter. Is that what you're telling me? People tell me, "Well, it doesn't matter whether we vote for the Democrat or the Republican, we get the same thing." Okay, so then what does it even matter? If we're going to get a war with Iran all the same, if we're going to get H-1Bs and foreign students all the same, then why is this the most important election of our lifetimes? Because you can't have it both ways.
Dude, they're all pissed. And please don't mistake this as an endorsement of either Nick Fuentes or Ben Shapiro or Scott Jennings by like reading this and playing this. I'm just trying to show you all what is happening across the right-wing spectrum as this war continues to stress the United States. You know what I found interesting? Ben Shapiro is basically using the exact same framework that I used on CNN when Scott Jennings snapped at me. I was making the point that just because you go to war with a country and kind of like defeat their military, because Iran does have a weaker military than us, but just because you go to war and you like nuke their military or whatever the hell, the point I was making was that just because you're going to war with a country and just because you destroy their military or you destroy their navy or you destroy their air force does not mean that you were actually extracting political concessions from them. Iran knows how to withstand a lot of pain. They are not a democratic country in any manner, so they can withstand pain as long as they are inflicting pain on the globe. While they're inflicting pain, we're not extracting any political concessions, and Ben Shapiro basically says the exact same framework.
Saudi, none of which are democracies, all of which have Islamic law written into their constitutions, and all of which are well integrated into the world economy. So Iran could, at any time, have reintegrated itself into the world economy. So, in other words, the sort of carrot that was being offered by the negotiators is not a carrot at all. Iran has had that carrot the entire time. And so it turns out that Iran instead, because of the United States' ceasefire, which I think was misbegotten, I think the ceasefire was a bad idea. I think the embargo is a great idea, cutting off Iran's capacity to use the straits to ship its own oil. Well, they cut off everybody else's capacity. We couldn't allow that to happen. But I think the ceasefire itself was a bad idea.
So he thinks we should go harder.
The reason it was a bad idea is because it gave Iran hope. And when you give the Iranian regime hope, they push. When you give them an inch, they take several hundred miles. They try to relink up all of their terror apparatus by linking activity in Lebanon to activity in Iran. The idea is that if Israel strikes Hezbollah in Lebanon, again, that is not the government of Lebanon. The government of Lebanon does not like Hezbollah. It's an Iranian terror.
This guy is pissed, just as pissed as Nick Fuentes.
You can't have it both ways. You can't at once tell us we got to be good little plan trusters. Don't be a panickin. Everybody's got to vote. Stay in line. The golden age is imminent. And then tell us, well, it really doesn't matter. Trump can't stop a war in Iran. He can't stop mass migration. He can't stop anything. The best we can hope for is, you know, we'll be a little bit better than the most progressive Democrat in history. They say, well, he's better than Kamala Harris. You mean the most progressive Democrat in history?
So they're obviously coming from far right perspectives and right wing perspectives. But I want to show you right here. Ben Shapiro actually begins to use one of my, like, listen to this. When he starts off, he likens it to the Knicks and Spurs game. The Knicks and Spurs game that happened a few days ago was where the Spurs were up 29 points and the Knicks ended up coming back. He's likening it to Iran coming back and beating the United States and even refers to Trump's strategy as a losing strategy.
It turns out that when you have a 29-point lead and you're walloping the opposing team on its home court, there is truly only one answer. Put the pedal to the metal. You have to win. No soft defense. No playing not to lose. Oh, sorry. I thought I was talking about the Spurs-Knicks game. It turns out I was talking about the Iran war. It turns out that in both basketball and war, you can only win if you win the second half. And it turns out it's dumb to think you can win the big games by implementing a losing strategy. The reason people are worried right now is because the inflation is coming in very hot. So, according to CNBC, inflation clocked in May at 4.2%. That's the annualized inflation rate, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It rose at a seasonally adjusted 0.5% for the month. Now, if you get rid of food and energy prices because of the Iran war, the so-called core CPI accelerated at 0.2% for the month and 2.9% from a year ago, which again is not amazing, but it's not terrible either.
Wait a minute. He's isolating the Iran war and removing that from the equation, therefore admitting that the Iran war has spiked inflation, and then he calls the number without the Iran war not bad. It's a weird little trick he does there.
The annual rate was in line with the forecast. The monthly gain was below the 0.3% estimate and less than the 0.4% April increase. So what we are really watching right now is a temporary price spike that is generated by the bottlenecking of energy supply in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, the president was asked about this, and here is how he responded.
Are you concerned, Mr. President, about the latest inflation number which came out this morning? Could that be a headwind?
No, I love it. The numbers were great. You know what I really love? I love the inflation. You know why? Because as soon as this war is over, you know, I can say it now.
Oof. I want to show you the mental gymnastics Ben Shapiro then does to try to write off what Trump just said here.
Well, nobody knows it. You know who doesn't know about it? Iran until right now.
Okay, so what he is talking about there, he then told the New York Post, because they followed up. Because when you say, I love inflation, people are going to take that out of context. That will be a bunch of campaign ads. That's not what he means. He said, I love the inflation numbers because of what I'm talking about. The numbers are going to be phenomenal. Because what's
this dude is doing mental gymnastics, bending over backwards to try to run defense for Trump, try to give him infinite charitability, as he did earlier in the video. And he said, I wonder if it was Witkoff's team or the VP's team that gave him bad advice. No, he just has bad instincts, and this is a failing war. Ben Shapiro thinks that Donald Trump has two separate options. Either commit war crimes and escalate, which is the one Ben Shapiro wants, or do a humiliating climb down in which we just end the war and stop the fatalities, which is the one that I want, even though I wish we didn't have to be humiliated. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.